Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Ashlyn. Can I get the email address associated with the account you're calling for?
I don't have an account yet. I just wanted to confirm before I sign up.
Okay.
I was on Facebook. I saw an ad that has $5 for the first year, and then it's an automatic renewal. Are you required to automatically renew?
You are not. After you sign up, you can call and cancel your automatic renewal. We do send you an email 45 days before you are charged to remind you of that renewal and ask if you would like to cancel or renew.
Okay. Now, my other question has to do with your classes. When you are a membership, I guess you can – do you have a limited number of classes or
– No, you have access to over 1,500 classes. You will be able to watch all of the classes. It does give you the option to purchase them classes so that they will be forever classes, and but you do not have to purchase them.
What you said. Go back to what you said. You said you have the you can watch 1,500 classes of this thing. You have an option, and then my phone cut out. I'm sorry.
Yes, you have access to over 1,500 classes, and you can watch all of them as many times as you would like while your membership is active. When you go into your account, it will give you the option to purchase to own all of the classes every time you click on one. You do not have to purchase them separately to watch them, but it does give you that option. So if you decide to cancel your auto renewal at the end of the year, then you will still have access to purchase separately.
Okay.
But
so
you do not have to.
Okay. So what would happen would be I can watch all of the classes, and then at the end of my renewal, if I don't want a renewal, then I can purchase some of the classes that I've seen. Is that correct?
Or any of the classes on the site, just so that you have access to them without the membership. Because
okay.
With no membership, you have access to a few classes on the site that are free membership or without purchase. But if you find a class that you like while you have your membership and you do want to keep it but you do not want to renew, you could purchase that class and it will stay on your account.
Now, your classes, is it just like one session or is it a body of session or does it continue? Because when you say classes, is it just like one, is it like a video or something like that?
It is, okay, so there's 1,500 classes and there's an average of 12 videos per class and
gotcha.
They average from around... anywhere from like 6 minutes to 30 minutes every video.
Well, sometimes people say classes and it's like one and then, but it's almost like a series. So they kind of build up, they start. And I like that. I like that. Now, another question that I had was that with the course, if I sign up, because I didn't want to do it online, because you know what, Facebook, sometimes things are fraudulent. And you just don't want to put your credit card information. So I said, I'm going to wait. I'm going to call them and do it that way just to make sure it's not a fraud account or someplace overseas or something.
Okay. And what was the promotion for? How much was
it? It was $5 for, and I have a copy of it, but it was $5 for a year's membership.
That is our promotion.
Okay.
That
perfect.
Is from us.
Okay. Now, my question is, do I have to go online to do it, or can I do it with you now? Because it sounds like something I really would like to do, and it sounds exciting. My only last question, I'm more interested in their cooking, so, and I noticed there's a lot of crafty things. Do you have a sufficient amount of cooking classes and things relating to baking and cooking?
We do. We have different categories for cooking and different categories for baking.
Oh, perfect. I just wanted to make sure, because it seems like it was more focused on crafts. Such as, you know, knitting and that kind of thing. It might be something I may in the future want to do, but, you know, I primarily want to do cooking. So can I sign up with you or do I have to go online to do it?
I could sign you up, but if you would like, you could use that link so it takes you directly to the checkout with your promotion.
What's easiest for you?
Either one. The only
okay.
thing is if you sign up with me over the phone, I will have to get your card information. And I would need your full card number, your expiration date to the card, and your security code.
Okay. All right. Well, I trust you to the internet, to be honest with you.
Yes, man. Let's see what we can do. We can get you set up. And it was the Facebook promotion, correct?
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I have an account myself.
Normally,
I actually use it for writing and photography.
Oh, nice. Because normally I don't pay attention to the ads, but I'm like, oh, this looks kind of interesting.
So, could you spell your first and last name for me?
First name is Linda, last name is Finlater, Find
Hold on one second.
Later.
F is in Frank, IND.
Ind later, Later. So it's almost like find me later, but without the me. So it's find later.
Okay, and your street address.
7320 East Lake, which is all one word, Road, Quincy, Illinois, 62305.
Six 3205, and will you
Six
verify that
two,
city?
62305.
Oops. 2305. And your city one more time.
It's Quincy, Illinois.
Okay, and your email address?
Linda Price, 123 at gmail.com.
And I would set up a password for you.
Okay. Set it up as Hawaii 5050.
With a capital H.
Yes.
Okay, and next thing I would need was your card number.
Yes, ma'am. It's 4549 6910 7530 7625.
Okay, and the expiration date?
424.
And the code.
798.
Okay, and your order was completed. You can go to
Okay.
craftsy.com on your order was completed. You can go to craftsy.com online and you will log in with your email address and password. If you would like to go ahead and try to log in now while we're on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? Hello?